Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Sadik Dalid, and we will start with the Mishnah on Sadik Gimel Abayz. The next year, Bez Hashem, will be Bez Hashem Tzom Gedalia. Right, it'll be Sunday. That'll be the next one online. What? Sorry.
That's not Tzom Gedalia.
Sunday. Tzom Gedalia Nitche. Yes, that'll be the next year, Bez Hashem, up online, and we'll have to figure out exactly how we're going to do it because of Slichas. We might do a double header Sunday night and Monday morning. We'll have to see. We'll have to stay tuned. We'll try to get it up for whenever we can, but Sunday morning is not happening, and Motzoi, the three-day Yontif, is... even those in Eretz Yisrael here have to deal with three-day Yontif this year, so I don't think that's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see. You'll know when we know. Okay. Says the Mishnah. It's not the Gimel on the base. Sholeach Adam Yerech Laovei Kochavim Shegid Hanashe Besocha Mepneisha Mekomo Nikar. A person can send, is allowed to send the thigh of an animal to a non-Jew, and without taking the Gid Hanashe out. Right, so what's the issue? I'm worried that if I get it to the non-Jew, maybe it's going to end up in the Jew's possession. Right, a non-Jew is not one of the Shevim Mitzvei Noach. So it's no problem for a non-Jew to eat it. But the potential problem is that the non-Jew will eventually give it to a Jew, and therefore then it'll be like a lifnei iver type of issue. Bebreishim mekomo nikar, because it's visible. It's visible that it was not taken out, and therefore one is allowed to send it to the non-Jew. There is a raya brought from this Mishnah, not here, but in Maseches Pesachim, to the machlokas of whether Gid Hanashe is Asur Bahano or not. That is a machlokas Rishonim. Pashas, if you read the Torah, Pashas Vayishlach, Lo Ye Achlu B'nei Yisrael Gid Hanashe. Focus on Achila. But we know from the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chaf Aleph or so, Rabbi Avo says that every time it uses any lashon of Achila, Lo Socha, Lo Socha, Lo Yachal, it always includes Yid Isra Ana, unless you know otherwise. So that's why. What about here? It says, Lo Sochlo B'nei Yisrael Gid Hanashe. So that is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says clearly, Gid Hanashe is Mutter Bana. Can I sell it to a guy? Am I allowed to sell Gid Hanashe to a guy? So this Mishnah is brought to back up that Shita, right? By the Rishonim. Right? The Rambam says, Beferish, in Perachas Halacha Yudalit of Machal Zasuros, Gid Hanashe Mutter Bana. Lefichach. Right, that's what the Rambam says. Who argues? The Chachmi Lunel. The Chachmi Lunel, who various times wrote letters to the Rambam, asking about on his psakim, they say that this Mishnah is only according to the Shita of Ein Beginim No Se Tam. They say it's not Lemaisa, we don't paskin this way. The Rashi quotes the Chachmi Lunel. He quotes the Rambam in Simon Yud Zayin, and then he quotes Chachmi Lunel Zal Hashiva Advarv, for him to Asr Bahana. Because it's a machlokas plugged at the Tanai. It's machlokas over there. Gid Hanashe Mutter Bahana de Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Alach Rabbi Yehuda. So it should be the Rambam says Mutter, and then the Chachmi Lunel argue, and then the Rush at the end. He goes through a whole column here, bringing Raya's Lakan Lakan, and the Rush says at the end, V'chein Ra'isi Ba'Ashkenaz Shemochrin Gid Hanashe La'Ovi Kochavim, and I saw an Ashkenaz. We know the Rush. We know switched in the middle. Right, he went from Ashkenaz to Sfarad. Right, he switched in the middle, and then he, for some reason, a lot of what he writes is Sfarad, and then he. That's why we have the Hagos Hashri, where a lot of the Ashkenazic Rishonim are quoted right here in the Hagos Hashri. The Rav Yaz and the Ravans, they're put back, but the Rush, right, had to run away. So he said, when I was in Ashkenaz, they used to sell the Gid Hanashe to the non-Jew, which is Midas Mutter Bahana. Ubishar Aratzos, Ra'isi Shenizharu Aflaha Achilo L'chatul. So I've seen both extremes. I've seen some sell it to the guy. I saw some wouldn't even give it to their cat. Alkein Dikdaktibo. The Nireh Mutter Bahana. So I might have a personal chumer, but it's Nireh that is Mutter Bahana. But this Mishnah, Pashtus, is that it is Mutter Bahana. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea Simin Samachei Os Yud. Yeridea Chelek Aleph. Let me just find it for a second. In Samachei Os Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says, if the Rosh Maker Adin and the Rambam both say that one is mutter, so then it is mutter. Even though, let me just read it to you. And Gid Hanashe Mutter Bahana, four words. That's it. Interestingly, because in the Beis Yosef, I didn't bring it, but the Beis Yosef says, Al Pi Zohar, it should be, one should be Nizhar from it. Al Pi Nistar. Depends on what should be distant from it. But again, maybe this goes like the goes like his rule. The Beis Yosef writes in a number of places in Hilchos Netilos Yadayim. He writes, whenever you have a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar, Nigla wins. If there's no machlokas and Nistar says something, then we paskin. We'll try to paskin like it. Right, the Beis Yosef is very influenced by Nistar. But the here's Nigla is mutter, so here he doesn't even paskin the lechadchila of it being a problem. Okay, we'll see. This is the Samach Hei Yud. Four words. Good. Let's continue. So says the Gemara. Shlema in chatuchalo. The diuk is that you're allowed to send a non-Jew this thigh because it's clear, mekomo nikar. So mashper from the Mishnah that only a whole thigh you're allowed to send up because then it's clear. But if it was cut up, then it wouldn't be clear whether the ganasha was taken out or not. People would think it was taken out even though it was not, and therefore you're not allowed to send a guy a cut up piece. So what about Basar Shesam and Ayim? Good question. The Gemara does not bring that up, at least on today's daf. The Gemara will we'll have to see if it comes up. But you have to be talking about a case where there's no there wasn't an issue. The Gemara will talk about that later on in the Sadex. Maybe that's what it'll bring it up. I don't remember. Okay, so Shleime in Chatuchalo. So only whole and not cut up. Where in the Mishnah do you see whole versus cut up? Where do you see the Mishnah? So Machlokas Rashi Rashba. Rashi says that the word Yarech is Shlema Mashma. Yarech, thigh. Thigh sounds like it's whole. Okay. Why is that? Doesn't say Ha Yarech. But Rashi says thigh is Mashma that way. The Rashba here says that no, he thinks that it's just from the Svara, not from a language issue, but from a Svara. It says Makomo Nikar. It wouldn't be Makomo Nikar if it was cut up. You wouldn't be able to see anything if the whole thing was cut up. That's what the Rashba says. Pirush Rashi quotes him, and he said, "V'lo yadati mi yitzrichu zatzal lakach the chatucha nami yarech mikri." Right? Chatucha is also called a yarech. Interesting that when somebody recently passed away, we always say zatzal. Rav Moshe zatzal. We don't say Rav Kiva Eger zatzal. Right? When it's part of your misora, so you don't say it. Rashi is a kernel of racha. We don't say that. The Rashba said it. V'lo yadati mi yitzrichu zatzal. I don't know why that is, but maybe once they're icons of history, they're like larger than life. And therefore they're not human, they're humans, but they're like figures. This is just a guess. So when you had, there was a relationship with them recently, then you could say Zatzal, Zachron Lavracha, Alva Shalom, but like once they're past and they've achieved a certain representation, so then you don't say Zatzal anymore, because they're just like the Rashba. We still say the Arizal. I don't know about that one. That's just his name. Anyway, the Chatucha Nami Yorach Mikri. Ella. So the Rashba says, Mipneisha Mekomo Nikar, Diktani Vasisan Daik. You're Medaik from the fact that it's Mekomo Nikar. Klomar Shlema Shemekomo Nikar. Ein Chatucha Shein Mekomo In Chatucha Shein Mekomo Nikar Lo. Kach Niroli. Okay, my focus Rashi Rashba. What exactly is the Diak of the Gemar? So the Gemara says, B'mayas Kinan. What type of city are we talking about here? That, again, what's the case? You could sell it to a guy, and you don't have to be worried that the guy is going to get, you could send it to a guy, and you don't have to be worried that it's somehow going to get into the hands of the Jew. Right? So Rashi says on the Mishnah, V'ein choshishin shemayachzer v'yim karen li Yisrael. We're not worried. What type of city are we talking about? There are two types of cities for this for the purpose of this Gemara. One type of cities, and we're talking about cities that have mostly Jewish shochtim in the city. So there are two types of cities. The cities where they announce when a treifa is found. There was a treifa found today. So you know that day you can't buy anything from the non-Jews. Because if there was a treifa, so then it was obviously given to the non-Jews because we can't eat it. So if you buy, you can't buy from the non-Jews that day. That's what, some cities, the places where they were machris. And then there were other cities where they were not machris. Meaning, they didn't, for whatever reason, maybe political reasons, maybe Ava reasons, they didn't make any such announcements. Like, oh yeah, don't buy from the guy today. Right? So that's, they didn't make those announcements. So there, in those cities, they never bought anything from the non-Jew. Because you never knew. You never knew. So those were the two cities. In the Makam Shemachrizen and Makam She'ein Machrizen. So what's the Kimta of the Mishnah? What are we talking about?
Buying from the guy, you can buy meat that was shechted by a guy.
Oh, so let's say a storekeeper. I wouldn't say shechted by a guy. Shechted by Shechidah Zakam is Psula. But a storekeeper non-Jew, like Josh said before, Basar Shenasam and Ayim, we're going to talk about later why don't you have to be worried about Nevel and Trefa, forget Gidon Nasha. So we'll talk about that. I remember that it was talked about. So Malayas Kino. So Ilema B'makam She'en Machrizin. If we're talking about a case that they do not make such announcements, B'makam She'en Machrizin, and therefore what? And therefore, look at Rashi on the bottom. Shekal hatavachim shall also makom Yisraelim heim. The butcher, the shochtim are Yisraelim. Ukishaba trefa liyadam. Ein machrizin lo manafla trefa beitlis limkar laakum. They don't make such announcements, and therefore what? Because no announcements are made, you can never buy anything. Uba oso makom ein lochim basim rov the kachavim. They never buy it from a butcher, from a storekeeper. Maybe the shochtim sold him a trefa. So in a place where they're not machriz, so then you never buy from a guy. And therefore what? Therefore, if that's the case of the Mishnah, chatucha nami lishterle. Then why can't you even send him a cut up one? You're never going to buy from him if it's a makam she'ein machrizin. So Ella b'makam shemachrizin. So what's the other option? It's a place where they do make such announcements. Meaning, they make announcements, and if it's on a day that they did not make any announcements, so then you could always buy. But then the Gemara says, shlema nami lo lishterle. Then you shouldn't even be able to send them a shlema to chatech le'o mazmele. Because right now, fine, when it's whole, makomo nikar, but maybe he'll cut it up and he'll sell it. The Ritva points out, it doesn't mean like lahachis. The guy's not trying to like trip up and machshel a Jew. It just means when he sells something, he cuts up the meat to make it better for the customer. So why are we even able to sell a shlema? Maybe the non-Jew is going to cut it up. So what are we talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah? So, ibayis ema b'makam shemachrizin. Ibayis ema b'makam shemachrizin. You can learn it either way. Ibayis ema b'makam shemachrizin. Are we talking about a case of makam that shemachrizin that we are machriz? Chitucha d'ovid kochavim meida yadia. Even in a place where they make an announcement, and therefore what? If there was no announcement today, there is a chash that he would buy it from the guy. Aye, so why do we say chatucha? So we say no, chitucha dovek achavim meidi yadia. A non-Jew cuts his meat differently. And you'll be able to recognize if it was chatuch, I had the worry that he's going to cut it up, you could always tell. The non-Jews cut their meat differently. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba, right in here in that same piece in the continuation, besides cutting it differently, we would also trust Hebrew letters on it, written. Says the Rashba, Mikamakom, Besimin Ksav HaKodesh, Afalpi, She'ein Darkan Shal Goyim Lichtov Kichsavin Shal Yisrael. They don't really know how to write the Hebrew letters. Ulamei Nami Lochai Shinan, Afilu Hachi, Besimin Os Achas Levad, Losam Chinan Alei, Bebasar, Debein Shnecho Samos. And you're worried by one letter. But miu b'shtei osios samchinon, d'shtei osios kishnecho samosein v'lo tarachu mezayif. So even if it's not the cutting issue, but also we trust two Hebrew letters on it, and therefore, if it was, I guess, written on it, and in that way, that's another simon, not just how it is cut. Okay, we'll talk about simanim later on when we talk about Basar Shina Salam and Ayin and types of simanim. Last time we had the discussion of simanim was at the end of Avodah Zarah. We spoke about simanim of barrels of wines that were transferred. So simanim come up by wine and simanim come up by basar. Those are the two places that simanim make it into Shas, besides simanim of mitziah and the other types of simanim. Okay, Rashi also though has a limit here where Rashi says only Gid HaNosha is cut, that area is cut in a special way, and there's a difference between Jew and non-Jew. But other parts of the animal where there is no difference between how Jew and non-Jew cut, then you wouldn't have such a distinction. See the Rashi right here? Right in the towards the end of the Rashi Chitucha. Aval be'ever acher, shechitach ovid kochavim, v'chitach chisol shavin bo, aser et sheva chosem. Right, it's aser until it has a chosem. Just mentioned, we find certain Jews cut their meat in unusual ways. Remember the Gemara in the Eilu Metzias discusses, there was a certain Amora that always cut his meat into triangles. So you always knew that was a simon. If there was any meat in the marketplace that was shaped like a triangle, that was a simon to give it back to him for Hilchas Metzias. So if you have somebody who cuts his meat in a special way, then Lechora, that would be a simon as well. But that's Rashi. So number one, so maybe the Mishnah could be talking about a case of a place where you are machriz, meaning a place where you do buy meat from a non-Jew. Aye, why aren't you worried about they're cutting it up? Because you would know.
And they wouldn't buy the cut-up meat by the other
They wouldn't buy the cut. I mean, because they would realize that this was right. They would realize it's from them, and it wasn't cut up by originally a Jew. Or maybe it's a place ein machrizin. So if they're not machriz, so you never buy anything. So you should even be able to send chatucha gezera shema yitnena lo b'fnei Yisrael acher. No, maybe another Jew might witness you sending it to a guy, and he'll think, oh, it came from a Jew. It must be kosher. Give him a Jew. It must be that he took out to get an usher already, and he didn't. So therefore, because of that case, we say all cases you're not allowed to send chatucha, only whole. Period. V'ibayisema, or another option. Why? Why one is not allowed to send it? Mishum daganiv lei ledaite. Why you're not allowed to send chatucha? Why? Because you're stealing his das. Why? Because the guy thinks that you gave him a nice, wonderful piece of meat without to get an usher. So if you send it whole, shalein, then fine, he sees. But if you send it cut up, why can't you send it cut up? So two answers, either gzeira or because ganav leledaite, damar shmuel. Aser legno das abrios. V'yafil daite shalavi kochavim. Genevas das. This is the source in Shas for, one of the sources in Shas for genevas das, is aser to be going to das abrios, even of a non-Jew. What's the ultimate, the root problem of Geneva's Das here? What's the Geneva's Das? Because he's going to have good feelings for you and be machzik you tova when you really didn't do him the tova. Says Rashi, Mishum Degoni Daito, De Ovid Galchavim, Kesavar She Yisrael Ze Oava Ma'od, She Tikne V'tarach Bali Togida Achineris La'atzmo, V'yakach Nitinolo. You made it as prepared as you would make it for yourself. And then you gave it to me. Oh, what a great person this Jew is. V'hulo natzlo. V'nimsa machzaklo tova chinam. And therefore, the guy's not going to do anything wrong, right, with having a gidon asha, but he's going to be machzik. If my behavior causes somebody to be machzik tova for me inappropriately and undeservingly, that's geneva's das.
Is that to cut up or not?
I'm sorry. And when it's whole, then you're not going to be tricking him because he'll be able to see it. Makomo nikar. But it's only chatuch will be a problem. Good. Again, we could spend a lot of time on Geneva's Das, and if it wasn't Erev Shabbos Shuva, I probably would have been able to find more Tshuvas, but just the basic ideas. First of all, there's a machlokas whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. We know stealing money is a Din D'Oraisa, right? But what about stealing Das? Geneva's Das, stealing private information. Or making people assume things about me that are not true. Geneva's Das. Is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? The Ritva right here. The Ritva says he thinks it's a Din D'Oraisa. The Ritva says right here, the Isser Geneva's Daito shall Eino Yehudi, even of a non-Jew. Kasvu Ksasar B'Sinim Mishum Bali Atosvis Shehu Isser Torah. Right, it's the Torah. This is the sheet of the Yireim. Also, it was to be Matz. Isser D'Oraisa. Tenafkawan Midachsiv Losan Signovu V'Losan Chachashu. Right? That pasuk, there are no limits. Yes, the end of the pasuk says, Velo sashakru ishba amiso, but ishba amiso is only going on the last phrase of the pasuk, but not the first phrases, and therefore, it is usher even daraisa, even for a non-Jew. Others, the smak and others, quotes here in the footnotes, hold this only usher durabanan, machlokas rishonu, either way, it's usher, machlokas daraisa or durabanan. What about, once we're talking about unusual genevas, daraisa durabanan, so we have genevas mamo, and that's obviously daraisa, genevas nefesh, which is Daraisa, and what Genevas Daas Machlokas? What about Genevas Shena, Gezel Shena? So that's not really found so much. So there's not so many sources about that. Everybody always talks about it, like in a camp, Gezel Shena, or we always bring it up. But I remember I was once doing some research about it. Anybody knows any other sources about it? That's all. I was thinking Rav Nevinzon once spoke about it. It's obviously a violation of Atzorei HaKamocha, and it's a violation of a lot of other things. But is there a specific source that speaks about Gezel Shena? And how early of a source? Interesting question. Either way, but we know it's wrong, not Menschlich, but is there any specific source that talk about Gezel Shena? It must be a Chafetz Chaim, and one of his Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. Got to get a word search on there. Anyway, number one. Number two is an important formulations of Geneva's Das and the Rishonim. The Rambam has two formulations of this, both in Hilchas Deos and in Pirush Mishnayos. In Hilchas Deos, the Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, Asur Lahanhig Atzmo Bidivre Chalakos Upitui. It's also for a person to carry himself in trickery and actions in ways that people will think differently than who I really am. My inside has to be like my outside. The Indian in the heart has to be the word in the mouth. And then he quotes the five examples that our Gemara is about to quote. So I'm not going to say them because we'll see them in the Gemara. Afilu mila achas shel pitui v'shel ganevas das asura. Even one word. Ela sfas emes v'ruach nachon v'leif tahar mikol amal v'havis. He says, you got to be pure. Got to be pure. Cheating is ganevas das. Right? Cheating. We have to tell, make sure everybody knows. Right? It's not this mamish. Could be an issa daraisa. Could be an issa daraisa according to the Ritva. Ganevas das. Stealing the das of the teacher. Right, so that's a very crucial halacha. Anyway, so that is in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam also talks about this in Pirshim Mishnayos. Pirshim Mishnayos in Kalim. In Kalim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The Rambam there talks about Kizeh shechoshvim hamone b'nei, obviously a translation from the Arabic. This is the Kapach. Kizeh shechoshvim hamone b'nei Adam. That which many people think. V'afilu yichidehem. Ki hahatayos shekaela mutaros im hagayim. Tricking. Ta'us. Tricking them in financially is mutter. Eino nachon v'deya bilti nachona. Amar Hashem b'torah so hakadosha. Hashem told us in His Torah, "B'misha mocher es atzma lo obed avodah zara, ol avodah zara atzma." Kavoshin is bar v'chishevim konehu. V'yamar aleim hashalom yacho yiglom alav tamalomar v'chishev yidadik im cheshbon. Remember all those psukim in the end of Sefer Vayikra about when we buy back a person who was sold to a non-Jew. It says v'chishevim konehu. I'll just get it back. No, you have to be medactic. Exactly. How much is still owed? Vinyan yiglo mos avamina ya'arim v'yateyu. You might think that that's mutter. No, for sure not. The amru, and Chazal also tell us in the Medrash, im kein dibra Torah begoy shetachas yodecha, kal v'chomer legoy she'eno tachas yodecha, im echmir Torah al gizelo shel goy, kal v'chomer al gizelo shel Yisrael, v'chulu, v'chein eina mutarin ha'on ona'a, v'tachbulos, u'mini ha'mirmos, v'haziyah, v'asiluf, im ha'goyim. I was emphatic here. Nothing. No trickery, nothing. Amar Leim HaShalom. Chazal say, right here, Ar Gemara, Asur Lignov Das Abrios, Afil Das Goy. V'kol Shekeinim Yeh Tali B'Kachil HaShem. Shaz Yeh Ha'avon Chamur Yoseir. But even worse, like the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, you can't do Tshuva for Chil HaShem. It's the worst. V'yusgu La'adam Tchunot Ra'ot. Al Yidei Kol HaMaisim Aram Halalu. And by the way, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect us. If we spend our day ripping people off, so then we're going to become a ripper offer, right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to end up doing it to Jews also, but it's also for Goyim also. It's also for non-Jews as well. All of this. The Rambam apologizes afterwards for like going a little off of the v'kvar chiragnu mimatoraseinu kan aval hiarnu al masha'in ra'uy lehitalei mimenu v'yachzor leni masechta. The Rambam says, I went off on a tangent here, but it was an important one, and I had to say it, and now I'm back. Right, the end, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Fascinating. Okay, we continue. Oh, just one other formulation of the Rishonim. I saw this quoted in the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva, once it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, we could mention the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says, when he's talking in Shar Shlishi about all the different chalakim that a person has to be aware of, different chalakim of areas where we have to be vigilant, Misha mata es chaveiro lemar ki asa imo tova odibir tov ala velo asa. If I trick my friend to thinking that I did something good for him and I didn't, Amar Rabbi Zinu Zachron levracha asalim das abrius afil das nachri v'hine hachet hazeh chamur etzel chachmi Yisrael yoser migezel nachri. Says Rabbi Yona, in a way, Gnevas das is worse than Gnevas mamon. Ya'anu biyan kisfas sheker ashma rabba v'nischayavnu al gidrei ha'emes kihumi yisodei ha'nefesh. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, got to be maybe even extra careful about Gnevas das. Okay, says the Gemara. The Ritva just added on, by the way. Sorry, before, and then we're going to go straight down. We quoted Shmuel here. There's going to be a brisa in 10 lines from now that's going to teach us Gnevas das. So what do you need Shmuel for? It's a brisa. Shmuel was machadish Gnevas das. Right before Shmuel was an usher. It's like Madar Vadoma, Rav Shachter likes to quote, that Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, you know, Rabbeinu Gershom came up with many, many laws 1,000 years ago. There were some famous ones, not so famous ones, but opening, you're not allowed to open up other people's mail. What? Before Rabbeinu Gershom, we all opened up everybody's mail. We went into other people's mailboxes and opened it up. We did that? No. What? Rabbeinu Gershom says you can't divorce your wife Bal Karcha. Oh, beforehand there was a mitzvah too, and now it's... So Rav Shachter likes to say, no, chera means it was us even beforehand. Even beforehand it was against the Torah. But chera means you put a curse on him and he should drop dead. And so he says, a cherem, that if he, unless he does tshuva, unless he changes his ways, that's an added element. So here too, the Gemara is saying, what it was us before Shmuel, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? So the Ritva says, because later on, if we'd have just had the Brisa, we would have thought, dafka b'mecher, ki hasam, she'eno Yehudi no sein damim, ava b'doron, ein bo mishum geneva's dance, l'gabi eno Yehudi. Maybe there's a difference between if the guy's losing money or not. Maybe that's the difference. That's Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says it's usher at all, totally. Says the Gemara, v'had the Shmuel, lav b'feirish itmar, el mechola itmar. Shmuel never made the statement b'feirish. It just came from an implicit comment. The Shmuel, or implicit event. The Shmuel havika avar b'mavra. Shmuel was going across on a boat. Rashi says, mavra, svina rechava, she'ovin basa nahar. It's like a ferry. He was going across. Amar le l'shamei, paisei l'mavore. Please pay. Said to his servant. Pay the toll. Paisei, so he paid a makepid. Shmuel got really upset. So Mora says, my time makepid. Why did he get so upset for? So, 2 days. Amar Abaya, tarnagolas treifahavi. He gave him a treif chicken. Instead of money, he gave him a chicken. And he gave him a treif one instead of a kosher one. The yaveniele b'mar de shchuta. And he gave it to him instead of a shchuta one. Meaning he made the guy think that he was giving him a shachut one. And instead he gave him a treif one. Rashi says the word b'mar comes from the word temura. Substitute. Rashi quotes that. So he gave him a shachut one. And therefore it was a lie. He thought he was getting something else for whatever reason. Maybe the guy wanted shechted meat. So that's why he got upset. That's the implicit event, how we know Shmuel's din. Or, Rava Amar, Anfika Amar Leila Ashkuye, he told him, Rava says that Shmuel told him to give him to drink in an Anfika. An Anfika is a type of jug that usually wine that is undiluted is used in. Undiluted wine, very strong wine. Vyashki Achamer Mazika, and he gave him diluted wine in that cup. Right? And therefore, he tricked him. He tricked him, so therefore we say that's what we know Shmuel's din from. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'chi mechlala, my. Unusual for the Gemara to ask this question. The Gemara says, what's the difference if he said it explicitly or we know it implicitly? What difference should it make? The Gemara says this a lot. Most of the time the Gemara does not ask this question. But the Gemara here asks it, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, because you might have interpreted each version differently. You might have interpreted his anger based on something else, not how we interpreted it. That's why it's important to know that it didn't say it explicitly. Meaning, Laman Dharma Trefa Havi, according to the one who says that opinion that he gave him a trefa, Omer Le, Amai Tisha Isura. Why he was so upset was, why'd the guy have a trefa animal with him anyway? You have something trefa, you get it away from you as soon as possible. Right, like we said yesterday, right? The butchers with the chalev, you gotta get rid of it as soon as you can. So maybe that's why he got upset at him, not because he holds of an issue of Geneva's Das. Lamad Amar Anfika Amar Leilashkuye. Anfika Chayim Ashma. Right? So Anfika means undiluted, chai. And what the issue was that Shmuel was just upset that Talmud didn't listen to him. I told you to do A and you did B. What did you listen to me for? But it's not specifically a raya, but feirish, that he is because of also living on Das Abrias. That's why it's important to know that Shmuel didn't say it explicitly. Even Lamaisa, that's what we hold. Lamaisa, that's what we hold halacha. Nobody argues on it, but we might have interpreted the stories. Otherwise, he should just know this is our interpretation of the story. Okay, period. Tanya. So where are some examples of Geneva's Das? Hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Al yisarhiv adam lechaveiro lishodetzlo v'yodea boshena soed. Don't invite your friend when you know that they can't come. Right? You're talking to your neighbor, and you hear from your neighbor that the Schwartzes are eating over at their house. And then you call Schwartz. You want to come out for lunch? Oh, you can't? I'm so sorry. Maybe we'll do it another week. Right? That's Geneva's Das. So, Enam Asarev. Al Yasarev means you shouldn't, press the issue. Oh, come on, please. Oh, you're really going there? Right? You're not allowed to do that. Velo yerbelo betikrovos v'yodei boshin makabel. Don't try to keep giving him presents and presents if you know that they're not going to take it. Oh, I didn't know that you're machal of Yisrael. Right? You keep giving them all these things. Right? You know you bought it for yourself, but you thought it was a good opportunity to show friendship, even though you have no intention of giving it. No, you're not allowed to do that. Velo yiftach lo chavios hamachuros lechenvani el imkein hodio. And also, if you have closed barrels of wine and somebody comes to you, and these barrels you had just sold, so you're going to dump. You're about to open these barrels and give it to most of it to the storekeeper. But somebody walks in and you pretend as if you're here. Let me open a fresh barrel for you. You can't do it. You have to let him know. You should know that I'm not really doing this for you. I mean, I love you very much, but if you're doing it because he's going to think, wow, he's going to have all this rest of the wine in the barrel wasted just for me. So that's Gnevas Das. We can't fake it. We can't do something that we're put into a position of lying. V'lo yomar lo sach shemen mipach reikon. And also, if you know somebody's not going to take your oil to anoint with, don't offer them an empty jar. Because again, all of this is not honest. V'yem bishvil kvodo mutter. In all these cases, if you're only doing it to show them kavod, meaning what? Let's say there are other people around there, and you want to show the other people how chasha this person is, how much they mean to you, then you're allowed to do it. Because then you are giving them something. You're not doing it for your own self, what he's going to think of you, but if you're doing it for their kavod, then it would be mutter. Says the Gemara, is that true? Really? It's mutter in that way? Ain't he? V'ha'ula igla lebeir of Yehuda. Ula went to visit Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. He went to visit Rav Yehuda. Pasach lo chavios ha'machuros lechenvani. He opened up these barrels. How did he do that? Like Marcella, do ye ode? He let him know. He let him know that he only opened them because he was giving the rest of it to a chenvani. Okay, we didn't have that detail of the story. Ve'i ba'yisema or shiny ula. Maybe this case was different. The chaviv le Rav Yehuda. He was so beloved to Rav Yehuda. De'balav hachinami psuchim miftachlei. He would have opened them anyway. So this wasn't a lie. It happened to work out that he was going to give them to the Chanvani, but he would have opened them anyway, so therefore, one is allowed to do it in that case, and one doesn't have to say any excuse, if you would have done it anyway. Right? So, that's the... Let's say you were going to invite a certain family for lunch. You were going to invite. You had plans to call them. And then you find out that they're eating out. Are you allowed to call them anyway? Just for the goodwill of it? Sounds a little like doesn't feel right. But what if you, mom, we're going to call anyway, and you want them to feel good, and you know the next 3 weeks you're busy, you're not going to be able to have them, so you want them at least to know that you were thinking of them. Right? So not such a crazy case. It could come up. So that's these cases. So it could be like based on this, if you would have done it anyway, you'd be able to do it in that case. You can't use it as a ploy. But if you're honest and you want them, or let's say, to give the other example, let's say somebody else is in your house and you want them to know how much you love this other family, so maybe that you would get, they would invite them over because you want to be machsh of the other family. So that's exactly the point. That would be mutter in that case because the whole purpose of doing it is lahachshiv. Okay, all interesting lamaisa cases. Third line, Tana Rabbanan. Lo yelech adam lebeis ha'avel ubiyado lagin ha'miskakskesh. You can't go to the Beis Avel. It seems that they used to bring wine to the Beis Avel. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, wine was created to gladden the heart of the mourner. So they used to bring wine. You shouldn't bring a half full bottle. Or literally, lagan hamiskashkesh, that splashes around. You shouldn't bring that. Why? Because then, right, when you leave, people will think like that you gave half the wine to the Avel, and you're such a great big tzaddik, and meanwhile, you only brought half. Therefore, you shouldn't act in that way, which is sneaky. And you also shouldn't put water in it. You're tricking. You're making people think that you are such a great guy. But if there is chever ear there, it's mutter. What does that mean? Chever ear. So Rashi says, fourth wide line, chaburos ear. Sheyesham rabin. There's a lot of people there. V'zem iskavin lahachshiv es ha'avel be'eneihem. And your kavana filling it with water is to be machsher the avel. Sheyomer kamachashiv zesh zok fodok machadu kolkach. Wow, look at this guy. He brought a whole bottle. You're not doing it so that people think that you're great, but you're doing it to be machsher the avel. In that case, it would be mutter. What do you see from this Gemara? A little bit, I mean, but it definitely goes on the list. Nicham Avelim is Kavet HaChai. Well, you see, the Gemara is talking about how part of it is to be machshiv this Avel. We've spoken about this in the past in the context of a beautiful chiddush of the Mishnas Yavetz. I think we did this on a Yontif a couple of years ago. And that is, there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel says, let's say I have to go pay a shiva call and I have to visit somebody in the hospital. What do I do first? What do I do first? Two mitzvahs. Okay, if one is more convenient, but if I have a total choice, what do I do first? The Rambam says, Yireh li, it appears to me, shenechamas aveilim kodim lebikur cholim. The shiva call goes first. Why? Shenicham aveilim gemilas chesed im achayim v'im hamesim. Nicham aveilim is chesed im achayim v'chesed im hamesim. That's what he says. The Rambam. Shiva call goes before the Biker Cholim. The problem is, the Arsameach has this problem on the Rambam. Remember, Anshe Yerushalayim, it's almost Sukkah Mem Aleph. The Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around all day with their little Nesrugs in their hand. What does the Gemara say? Adam Yosim in Beis of Lulav Abiyado. Holech Levaker Cholim, Lulav Abiyado. Lenachem Aveilim, Lulav Abiyado. So you see, Biker Cholim goes first. If you're Medayik, if you're assuming the Anshe Yerushalayim acted appropriately, so you see that Biker Cholim goes first. So if you look in the Rush, he changes the girsa. The Rush is the opposite girsa. He has Biker Cholim before Nicham Aveilim. Says the, he has Nicham Aveilim before Biker Cholim. Like we would have expected the Rambam to have. But the Rambam does not. When the Rambam quotes Anshe Yerushalayim, he quotes it as we have it. So that's the problem. How can the Rambam say that Nicham Aveilim goes before Biker Cholim? He himself quotes Anshe Yerushalayim that Nicham Aveilim goes first. So, says Reb Zhalti, in Yoredeya Simid Lamed Zayin, beautiful. He says, Nicham Aveilim in general is Chesedim Achai and Chesedim Hameis. That's why it takes precedence over Biker Cholim. What's the raya that it's Chesedim Hameis also? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun Beis, let's say somebody dies without any relatives. Zero relatives. So the Gemara says, Meishe Ein Lo Menachemin Holchin Asar B'nei Adam V'yoshim Nimkomo. What do? You have 10 people go there and sit there. There's no Aveilim. What are they doing? The answer is, it's Chesed Im Hacha Im Ameis also. Right, the Meiri says there Beferish. Of course, the Meiri, Mei She'en Lo Menachemin, Rotzeh Lomar She'en Aveilim She'yitzrichem Lenachemam, Boyim Asar B'nei Adam Kol Shiva, V'yoshven Lehem B'bayis She'shem Meis, U'bom Achreim U'makivim Osam, V'zehu Kvodo Shel Meis. That's the language of the Meiri in Shabbos Kufnun Beis. So Nicham Aveilim usually has both elements. But on Yontif, what is the Rambam Paskin? There's no Avelis at all on Yontif. Yontif breaks Avelis. Some Rishonim say there's Avelis Pitsina. The Rambam Shita is that no, it breaks Avelis. So, Anshe Yerushalayim, you're going to be Menachem Avel on Yontif? Who's sitting Shiva on Yontif? Menachem Avelim. It must be only the Chesedim Hameis element exists on Yontif. Because the Chai, the Avel, is not an Avel anymore. The Chesedim Hameis element exists on Yontif. So on Yontif specifically, Biker Cholim comes before Nicham Aveilim. Because Biker Cholim is Im HaChai, Nicham Aveilim on Yontif is only Im Hameis. On a weekday, Nicham Aveilim has both. That's why it goes first. But you see from our Gemara, clearly, that it's you have the Kavod HaChai aspect at least. Okay, it's a beautiful piece to chazer over. Fourth wide line. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Lo Yimkar Adam L'Chaveiro Sandal Shal Mesa Bechlal Shal Chai Yishchuta. You're not allowed to sell somebody a sandal made out of leather of a animal that died and say it's an animal that was shechted properly while it was still alive. You can't do that. Why? Rashi explains how from a live shechted animal is stronger leather. Okay, so that's why you know how to do it. Why? Two reasons. Number one, because you're tricking. And two, because of sakana. Why? What's the sakana? Because if an animal died, maybe it died because it has poison in it. And there's poison in the leather, and that could lead to problems. Good. And also, a person shouldn't send his friend a barrel of wine with oil on top, and he thinks it's oil. Why? Because of the, first of all, it's trickery, and number two, because of the following terrible story. Somebody sent their friend a barrel of wine with oil on top, and he thought he had so much oil in order to, right, to cook all of the items, so he invited tons of guests. He was so embarrassed, Rashi explains, he had all these guests over, he had nothing to give them, so he killed himself. He couldn't bear the busha. All of these halachas, by the way, are quoted in Choshe Mishpat, Simin, Reish, Chav, Ches. Asir l'ramos b'nei Adam, v'mekach u'memkar, o lignov daitam. And he quotes, kagon, imish mum b'mekcho, tzorch lo dilo lokeach. If there's a mum, if you're selling somebody a lemon, right, even not the literal lemon for esrog, but if the any lemon, ve'afim u'akum lo yimkar lo baser nevela b'cheska shchuta ve'af lignov das abrios b'dvarim shemaras osa b'shvilo ve'ne osa aser. And he quotes all of the cases. All that is for sure aser. Continuing the brisa though, ve'ein ha'orchin rasha'in litain mimashe lifnehem lubno lubita shabal abayis. If you're a guest at somebody's house, you can't take the food you were given and give it even to the child of the host. Why? Because maybe this is all that they have. And if you give it to them, they have nothing to give you, and that's going to make them feel bad. Ela imke natal rishus mi bal habayis. Unless you got rishus from the bal habayis. Umaisa be'echad, another terrible story. Umaisa be'echad shezimin gimel orchem b'shnei basaris. Story that somebody invited three guests over in a famine year. V'lo hayalo lahaniach lefneim al shlosha beisim. He only had three eggs. That's all he had. He gave them each an egg. And Bob and Osha Balabayas, not al echa mehem chelko v'nasnulo, v'chein sheni v'chein shlishi. They all gave their eggs to the host's child. Ba aviv shaltinok, matzo she'ozek echad b'fiv, v'shtayim b'yado. The host comes and sees his son with one in his mouth and two in his hand. Chavto b'karka. He gave him a patch. He says, what are you doing? V'mes. And he killed his son. Kivan sherasa imo, also lagag v'nuflo v'mesa. The mother sees what happened, right? A la Sari Imenu, right? That was even just a close call. Listen, actually happened. And she went up to the roof and killed herself. Afu ala lagag v'nafal v'mes. Right? That's the story about giving children of the host. Amar Blazim and Yaakov, al dover zen ne'argu gimel nefashos mi Yisrael. Right? Why don't you take it seriously? My kamash malan. What's the chiddush of that last line? Dekulei Blazim and Yaakov. Blazim and Yaakov really said the whole brisa. We just added on his comments about the brisa. Period. What does the Gemara say here? That you're not allowed to give the children of hosts. That, by the way, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchus Suda. Dvarim hanoagim basuda, simin kuf ayin, in Aruch ayin. Nikiyei, I'm sorry, not that one. The Archim, hanichnasim eisal balabayis. Einam rashon litom milifnehem, velitin lebro laavdo. Ela imkein, not lubrishus mi balabayis. Mishnabura. And he quotes our Gemara, makes it into the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Magen Avraham, this halacha only applies where you live in a time period where everything is so mitzumtzum and so tight that you know it could be that there's no other food in the house. Davka kai gavna deshas shayis asuda mitzum semes umis bayish balabayis kishi yechzolam avalam yesh harbe al shulchan shlo yechzar aydeze. If there's a lot of pieces of chicken, you could offer the kiddush nissel. Right, that's not the isser here. The isser is where there's gonna it's extreme cases. Rashon litin lahem ulafize kol shekin kvar kilu lechav neshtayir. Surely, if you already finished eating and you're giving him your shirayim, that's for sure okay because the host doesn't even have to give you any more. That was the story. The story was in Mishnei Basaris. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to give the host's children. What about anybody else? You're not allowed to give anybody else? So probably say Kol Shekein. Pashtus is that even the children of the host, but surely anyone else. This relates to a halakhic discussion which we haven't had for a very long time. And that is, when I have a guest over and I give him food and I put it on his plate. Stop time. Who owns that food right now? It's a great lumpish question. Who owns the food? I give my guest a hamburger. Lamai nafkamina. What's always the nafkamina that's spoken about? Can I get married with it? right? I give my guest a hamburger, right? I'm having a bunch of singles over, right? I'm trying to help the shidduch crisis, and I have a couple of singles, and the guy in my house, he takes it off his plate, he picks it up, and says, "Hi, well, let's just leave hamburger zoo. That's Moshe v'Yisrael." Are they married? Whose hamburger is it? So the Rama weighs in on the issue, right? This has to do with giving it to the host son. But what's mashma from this Gemara about this issue? The only problem is because he's going to be upset. And the busha, does it sound like that you don't own it? What if you wanted to give it to the son, you wanted to give it to somebody else? Or is this just saying even son, but it says nothing about acherim? It's not a foolproof raya one or the other, but it doesn't sound like there's a Kenyan problem here. Says the Rama in Eben Ezer.
Sounds like the boy had it in his hand, so that's a form of Kenyan.
Sounds like the boy, which boy? It sounds like the son took it. So it was given to him.
It was in his hand.
So well, I'm saying, did the guests own it? You're right, the guests gave it to the son, but did the guests own it? That's the Shaila. Says the Rama in Hilchas Kiddushin, Oreach sheyoshev eitzel balabayis, venota chelko v'kidesh bo, have mekudeshes. The Rama, Simon Chavches, Sif Yud Zayin, they are married. It belongs to the guest. Says the Taz, I'm not so sure, Safek mekudeshes. Tamoli maod, haipsak. Tamoli maod, tahaisa bi. He writes kalabasar. He writes kaf hey, kalabasar, but he means gidanashe. He means gidanashe. Daf sadek dalid. Ein ha'archem, rasho en litin, mashalavnela, bro, bidash of alabayas, elkin, other rishus me balabayas. So the Taz reads our Gemara as saying it's a Kenyan problem. Vechein, pasak, ba'arachayim, simin kofayin. Arachayim. The im kain kol shekein shalom litin lachirim shalom brishus balabayis v'yamai yuchal akadish bazeh v'yal karchach neira de'in kan kiddushin v'aday el asafik here nearly bar. But there's no problem with the Shulchan Aruch quoting it. You can say he quotes it for the sakana reasons, not for the Kenyan reasons. But that's the Taz. On the side of the Gemara, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachma Shlomo, that was in this one. I have it printed here. The Chachma Shlomo has fascinating chilukim. He says, maybe it depends. Maybe it depends. And that is, Teheki ta'achal ha'orech kedei siv'o az ha'moser chozel ha'balabayis. Di'esh umdena delo hikna lo rak kedei achilaso. If you already had a normal portion, then everything else is not yours. L'chor, the balabayis only wanted to give you a normal portion. Avalim tzimtzeim. What if I ate less dafka because I want to use this to get married to the girl next to me? V'yachol lechol od v'lo achal zehavi shalo. V'yachol litzno l'mi sheyirtze uke'en tekaimalon ba'almana tzimtzema v'osira harilu shala zeachilat nachon l'fi anizdaiti bez Hashem Yisbarach v'kalahavim. Right, so it says the Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger right on the side of the Gemara. Maybe it depends if he stuffed himself. Or he, you know, ate fruit a little bit, and the rest of it he was saving for this purpose. So that's a very, very interesting topic. Okay, here we go. Back to Gid Hanoshe. Tanu Rabbanan, five lines up. Hasholeach Yerech Lechaveiro. Now we're basically going straight all the way into the bottom of the next Amud. Tanu Rabbanan. Hasholeach Yerech Lechaveiro. Shleima Ein Sorech She'ito Mimena Gid Hanoshe. If I send my friend a whole Yerech, I don't have to tell him, right? I don't have to take it out because it's visible. Chatucha, tzorach litla v'neged anasha. If it's cut up, I have to. Ubovi kachavim, ben chatucha, ben shleima, in tzorach litla v'neged anasha. Against our Mishnah, right? If it's by a goy, no matter what, even if it's cut up, I don't have to take it out. Umepnei beiz dvarim, amru ein mocher nevelos and trefus, lovi kachavim. And for two reasons, we're not allowed to sell nevelos and trefus to a non-Jew. Echad Rebbe Shematayu, if I don't tell him it's from a Nevel or Trefa, he thinks it's a Shachut, I'm tricking him. The Echad Shemiyachsavim Kurena Yisrael Acher. And maybe he might go and turn around and sell it to another Jew. Velo Yomar, let's finish up the whole Brisa, then the Gemara will talk about it. Velo Yomar Adam Obeko Chavim Kachli Bidinar Zeb Basar, based Dvarim. I'm not allowed to make a guy a messenger to go buy me meat. Here's some money, go buy me meat. Based Dvarim. Echad mipnei ha'anasin. Number one, because of the anasin. Who are the anasin? Rashi says, Ovikachavim anasu. Uma'akif hadiner biyadav a gozlat ha'tabach. Maybe he's just going to take your money and just steal from the tabach anyway. V'yachad shemamochron lo nevelos ha'trefas. If they see a guy is there, they won't know that the guy is buying it for anybody else. They might not even believe him. So therefore, they might just sell him a nevelos ha'trefas. Period. Okay, now let's talk about the brisa. So what was the second line of the Braisa? If it's a non-Jew, You don't have to take off the ganasha. Even chatucha, you get sent it. So the mayas kina, what are we talking about? So now we're going to try to see whether this brisa is really against our mishnah. Maybe we're just talking about different places. Ilema bimakom shemachrizin. If we're talking about a case of makom shemachrizin, where they announce, and therefore, if they announce you're not going to buy, but if they don't announce anything, then you're going to buy. So chatucha amay inotzorach litalei mina ganasha. If it's cut up, why not? Keep it to achr is asa lemisvamine. If they don't make an announcement that was in Bales and Trafus, then you're going to go buy from the non-Jew, and you're not going to know. So why are you allowed to send them a chatucha? Elapshita b'makam she'en achrizin. So line one of the Raisa, or the first line that we're talking about, that says, Ove kochavim, you could send them even cut up. It has to be talking about a case of makam she'en achrizin. Why? Because in that case, you don't buy anything from a guy. Fine. Next line of the Braisa. Ema mitziyasa. That's sort of the middle line. Bipnei shtei dvarim amru ein mocher nevilas ha-trevus lovek ha-chavim. Why? You're not allowed to sell nevilas ha-trevus to a non-Jew. Echad bipnei shemat ehu. Because you are tricking him. Ve'echad shem yachsav yikrin al Yisrael acher. Maybe you'll sell it to a Jew. Ve'i b'makam she'en machrizin. But we just said the first line of the Braisa is a case of ein machrizin, which means that you never make announcements and Jews never buy from Goyim. So halo asil mizvamine. So he's never going to come buy from him. So what's the worry? So the second, next line of the Braisa must be a case where they are machers, and that's why there's a worry, because he's going to buy from a non-Jew. Ema Seifa, the last line on the discussion. You can't give money to a non-Jew to buy you meat. Because they might sell him Nevela and Trefa. If it's in a place where we announce, right, if we announce whenever there's a trefa, see, Isa to have a trefa, we would have heard about it. What are we worried about? They're going to give him nevelas and trefas instead? They would have announced that if it was really nevelas and trefas. Elapshita b'makam she'ein machrizin. So the last line of the Braisa must be about ein machrizin. So the Gemara asks, Reisha v'seifa b'makam she'ein machrizin, mitziyasa b'makam she'machrizin. Is that possible that every line of the Braisa is different? So the Gemara has three answers. Answers. Number one, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, yeah. No problem. Reisha v'seifa b'makam she'ein machrizin, mitziyasa b'makam she'machrizin. Right? You could split it up. Abaye at various times in Shas says this kind of answer. That you're able to say, this is A and this is B. That doesn't have to be one whole unit. Doesn't have to be one whole unit. Number one. Rava Amar. Number two. No, kul b'makam she'machrizin. Maybe the whole Braisa is talking about a case where they do announce. And therefore, Reisha v'seifa she'hechrizu. You're saying, you're worried because if it wasn't announced, it was a case where they announced, and therefore nobody bought those days. You're only allowed to do it on a day that they announced, and you know nobody's buying anything from non-Jews today. Right? They didn't have refrigeration in those days. They didn't keep the meat. They bought the meat. They used it to prepare that day. And the middle case where we have the worry of you're not allowed to sell them the veils and trefas is a case where they didn't make an announcement, and therefore we're worried that the non-Jew, somebody might buy it from the non-Jew in that case. That's why you can't send it to the non-Jew. Finally, the third, Ravashi Amar, Kulum Makam She'ein Machrizin. Maybe all the lines of the Braisa are a case of Ein Machrizin, where they don't make announcements and therefore you're not going to buy anything. Umitziyasa, so what are you worried about in the middle case? Gezerah She'emi Karen Elipnei Yisrael. Maybe the Tabach will sell it in front of a Jew. Vizeh, Rashi says, Vizeh HaRoeh Lo Shama Min HaTabach She'i Trefa. Sabar She'i Kshera. And so you might not hear, and they might end up buying it, and therefore it is a problem. Fine. Adkan divrei brisa. So the Gemara gets back to the main issue. Heichan machrizin. What kind of announcement are we talking about here? Makas shemachrizin, ein machrizin. Amar of Yitzchak by Yosef. Nafal bistrol b'nei chela. They announce a piece of meat is going to the soldiers. That's the code word for there's a trefa. V'leima nafal trefasal b'nei chela. Why don't you just say beferish a trefa is going to the soldiers? Lo zavni. They wouldn't buy it. But calling it a trefa is like saying, yeah, a disgusting piece. So you're making it low in their eyes also. So they wouldn't buy it, so you don't want to say that. V'hakamatilu. But then you're tricking them. You're tricking them. So Gemara said, no, inhu t'kamati anafshayu. We didn't say anything against. They didn't ask. We just said meat. If we say meat, they didn't ask what kind of meat. It's not that they assume one or the other in this case. It's their fault. Honey, they're tricking themselves. Rashi, second to last skinny line, V'haydek tani la'el mebnei shemat ehu, b'mokalo b'cheska shchuta. in a case where there's an assumption of one, so then you cannot do the other. But here, it's talking about a case where there's no assumption of one. It's just unknown, and therefore it's their fault. Kiha. So but what do we learn from here? Geneva's das is only where you're tricking, or where there's something assumed and you're doing something else. But if there's nothing assumed one way or the other, you don't have to explicate every one of your cases. So kihada marzutra, breeder of Nachman, like marzutra, havika azal misichra lebein b'chuza, v'rava rev safra, havika azal l'sichra. Two great rabbis were leaving Sichra, and two great rabbis were coming into Sichra. So pagu ahadadi, they met each other. Hu savar la'apihu deka'asu. The two great rabbis coming into the city said, wow, they came all the way out to greet us? How nice of them, what covet they gave us. Meanwhile, the guys were just going out on a trip. So amar lahu, lamar lahu rabbanu l'taruach v'asuku lehai. You didn't have to do this. Come on. You didn't have to come all out. Amalei Rav Safra, anan lo yavadina dekasimar. No, no, it's not true. We didn't know you were coming. We would have. We have to say the truth. We didn't come out for you. If we would have known, we would have come out. But we didn't know that it was you were coming there. We'll get back to a question in a minute. Amalei Rava. You know, stop there for a second. What's the problem with this? Didn't we say earlier if they would have done it anyway, there's no Geneva's Das? Obvious Kasha. So here he says he would have done it anyway. Tosfos says on the bottom. Before, what has happened before? He would have opened the barrel of wine for him anyway. He did open the barrel of wine for him. So if he did the act, you could say, oh, he did the act for him. So he doesn't have to say anything because he would have done this exact act with the same kavanas anyway. But here, they didn't come out for them. Over there, he did open the barrel for the guy. That's why it's okay. But here, b'shaito, b'shas maisa, they didn't come out for them. That's what Tosef says. It's not the exact same case. Fine. Amalei Rav Safra, my time amrit lehachi, dachlish teit ladaite. Right? Why did you do this? Right? You made him very upset. It's like, oh, you didn't come after me? You're depressing him. Rashi. Sheisavet chila shekibdanu. Right? Isn't it depressing? Amalei v'akamatino le. What? It's better to trick him? I'm not going to allow to lie to him. He's going to be machzik tova to me when I don't deserve it. The Gemara answers, no. Ihu dekamati nafshe. He said, no. He would have been, you didn't have to tell him. You came out. Does it look one way or the other? You're just as much could have been going somewhere else than as to be saying hello to him. So he would have thought so. So that's what the Gemara says. Ihu dekamati nafshe is an idea that if he tricks himself, it is not Arach Rais. Who was the one that spoke up and was very honest? Rav Safra. Rav Safra is known as one who's very honest. It's the most famous story about Rav Safra. The last Rashi, the last stuff in Makkas. Rashi goes through Rav Safra's story, saying Shmon Esrei, and a non-Jew comes over to him and says, I want to buy it for $5, and he doesn't answer, and he keeps it davening, and he thinks he's just paying hardball. And he keeps going up and up with the money, until after Shmon Esrei, he says, I'm only taking the smallest price. That's a Rashi in the end of Makkas, says this story about Rav Safra. Haki Avi Ubdad Rav Safra, he quotes the She'iltos, who quotes that story. Kasavra Zesh Lohay Rosalina Badav Malalu. Umosif Amar Tzeli Bekaf Yoser, Lachashim Kriyashma Amalo Kriyashma, not Shmon Esrei, Amalo Tola Chavis Bedamim Shemarta Barishonim. Shabosan Damim Hayadaiti Litzam Lacha. That's Rav Safra. That's Rav Safra right here as well, who makes that statement. Okay, we'll stop here. Right before Ahu Tavcha, everybody should have a Chsiv Chsim Tova, Shana Tova, we should have a year of Bracha, Hatzlacha, health, peace amongst Am Yisrael, peace from within, peace from without, a year of Geula, a year of Talmud Torah, a year of finishing Shas together, Bez Hashem, and a year of tremendous, tremendous Nachas from that we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu.